Text B. Ice Dragon Dance. The dragon dance originated in the Han Dynasty and has been popular for generations. Dragon dance was originally a ritual to offer sacrifices to ancestors and pray for sweet rain. And later, it gradually became a cultural activity. By the Tang and Song dynasties, dragon dance had become a common form of performance during festivals. Dragon dance is one of the most colorful folk arts in China. Whenever there is a big festival, celebration, or parade, there will be a dragon dance to celebrate. It is impossible to know when the dragon dance began. However, in ancient times, when encountering floods, droughts, plagues, and evil spirits, the ritual custom of dancing dragons to pray for rain was conceivable. Because the dragon is living in the Sea of God, is the master of wind and rain, and has limitless power to call the rain. Every drought and every flood is asked for its blessing. In the ceremony, sorcerers would make a model of the activity of the dragon, whirling and dancing, in order to achieve the effect of praying for rain and sunshine according to the magic principle of like cause produces like fruit. This is the origin of the dragon dance. There are different kinds of dragon dance. Today, we are going to talk about an innovative form of dragon dance, dragon dance on ice. In the closing ceremony of the 28th Athens Olympic Games, Chinese director Zhang Yimou used 8 minutes to perform Chinese Elements, which shocked Athens and the whole world. At the closing ceremony of the upcoming Winter Games, Harbin, the host city of the upcoming Winter Games, will perform for 7 minutes after the flag ceremony. The provincial acrobatic troupe undertakes the task of this performance, and the director is Zhang Yangfeng, who has performed in the opening ceremony of the Spring Festival Gala and the 4th National Special Olympics for many times. According to Zhang, the ice dragon dance will be a harmonious combination of ice sports and acrobatics. With the new structure, new creation, new arrangement, new costumes, new music, and new props, it not only represents the world's leading level, but also highlights the Chinese characteristics and the charm of Heilongjiang ice and snow culture. Dragon is the totem of the Chinese nation and the representative of the image of China, so the program is named Charming Chinese Dragon. The swan represents Heilongjiang, and a fixed prop is used in the middle to present the emblem of the winter meeting. In this way, the concepts of China, Heilongjiang, and Big Winter Meeting are intuitively presented. The main feature of the winter fair is the ice, and the ice dragon dance is the highlight of the show. It is understood that the two dragon heads weigh 15 kilograms each and can shoot cold fireworks from the mouth and back of the dragon. Chinese traditional dragon dances are performed on the ground. Dragon dancing on ice not only requires actors to have good ice control, but also to carry heavy props, which makes it more difficult to move and cooperate on the ice. The actors swim on the ice with their feet while the twin dragons fly through the air, and the two work together to create a very dynamic feeling. This unique program with Chinese national characteristics will make viewers feel completely new and refreshing. it will certainly become a highlight of the final flag receiving ceremony of the Turin Winter Fair.